Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
So we're joined now by Honky Tonk Highway. Hello. How are you both today?
How are you? You're all right.
Good.
Okay, so please could you tell us a bit about Honky Tonk Highway for anyone who hasn't heard of you before?
Yeah, we're a country band, basically. Mm-hmm. We were another band many years ago. We've now come through starting to actually play the music we like, which is country music and Americana. Which has then taken us down the originals route.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been great. It's obviously, the album came out a couple of, over a month ago
August
now.
Which the is great. 3rd?
3rd of August, I think.
Something.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been great. It's been received really well. And it's a nice blend of going to do all these cover gigs, keeping us busy. And then we have people in the audience going, play your song. It's like, oh, fine.
And we go, hang on a minute, hang on. We haven't practiced it.
Yeah, we haven't practiced it yet. We'll try.
We're too busy over the summer. Wait.
So you've been really busy over the summer then?
We've been crazy busy this year, yeah. It's been absolutely insane. We've had so many gigs and lots of travelling.
Yeah, all the way down to Cornwall and St Ives and all that stuff, and then all the way back, catching those like really early morning boats and stuff. It's like, it's fun, and thankfully we all like each other. So it's like we can
Whoa. Like is a strong word.
Well, tolerate then.
That's better.
So how did the two of you meet then?
It was a weird one, actually. It was another musician introduced us. Yeah. I had a gig, and I turned up to the gig without a band. It was a charity gig. And I said I agreed to do it, and then turned up without a band. And loads of people that have played with me previously happened to be there. So we just put a band together. Didn't have a guitarist. And so and the guy that was playing bass went, oh, this is Cam. He plays guitar. I went, that'll do.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that was that.
I think we did a full half an hour or 40 minute set or something, and then ending with obviously the classic being Purple Rain, which of course I nailed. And No.
That's left a bad taste in my mouth straight away.
But you can't. It was brilliant, and it was good fun. And then eventually he was like, yeah, you know, the wedding band's shutting down, but I'm doing something else. So just hold fire. And I'm just constantly messaging, going, I need work.
Just wait.
I need
just
something
wait.
To do.
Yeah.
And then, Honky Tonk Highway was born.
Mm. So what are the band's influences, would you say?
Probably Rolling Stones meets Nashville.
Probably.
Yeah. I know that sounds a bit out there, but that's basically
that's
it.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's that kind of Rolling Stones, sort of 60s rock and roll thing.
The high-end
country music.
Yeah, yeah. It's the high-energy shows, but with sort of some of the classic line dancing tunes, and then but it's playing everything with sort of that British rocker attitude, which is good fun.
Yeah, that is good fun. Yeah.
So where have you played this summer?
Where haven't we played?
On the island? Yeah.
on the island all over. We were at Strings last week, which went really well.
We've done a lot of Southwest stuff. Yeah. Wareham we did this week, last week.
2 weeks ago.
St Ives, Weymouth. We do a lot. Get off the boat and turn left. We do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And have you enjoyed it? Has it been a good experience?
It's been great so far.
Largely, it's been fine.
Yeah, it's been absolutely great. It's been nice to go out and for me just to get back on the road and stuff. It's been great. I think we've really enjoyed it. And
I've got a bit of a second chance with this band. I thought when we packed up the last band, I thought that was me done because I'm a bit older.
A bit.
What's that supposed to mean?
What?
And I thought that was me done. And this has kind of given me a second chance, and it's really good fun to be back on the road again.
Absolutely.
So you've got a new album called Love and Fear. Yeah, could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so how do I start? Over the 30 years I've been a musician, I've written loads and finished nothing.
Yeah.
So I had like a pot of tunes that I haven't done anything with. And then suddenly doing the country thing, it kind of found its place, if that makes sense.
That's cool.
So I had lots and lots of lyrics that didn't quite fit pop, didn't quite fit rock or folk. And then when we set this up, it was like, oh, this might actually work. So started bringing them to Cam slowly on acoustic guitar and singing them at him, literally at him.
Yeah.
And then
literally, it's so funny. He just sat like, this is the song. And then,
literally sat on the end of his bed, just going, what do you think of that? And then he records it while I sleep for 5 hours.
Yep.
Nice.
And then he wakes me up when I need to sing. Yeah. It's the best way of doing recording.
It's the cool thing about the album. It's kind of a specific thing that people really enjoy. Just, I don't live too far from here, but the entire album was recorded, mixed and mastered in my bedroom.
Wow.
And it's
because the studio's not ready.
Exactly, yeah. Once the studio's ready, we'll move into
that. We have a recording studio that is currently being painted, and then then we'll be... You know, it's a slightly better environment. Not a better environment. No. Obviously, your bedroom's lovely, but it would just be nice not to be in it.
But no, it's great. It's great to see the reactions on people's faces where I was going, yeah, it's probably, actually, ironically, probably about the size of this room. And people go, oh, that's amazing. It's like, yeah, you know.
So is your studio a bigger room then?
Oh, well, it's
a much bigger room. Yeah. We've got, we are about to open The Vault in Shanklin, which is a large studio with a video editing suite and a lounge kitchen area and
stuff.
It's all proper. It's been in the works for five years.
Us with the owner, we've been sort of discussing it for the last 5 years, and now it's ready, but it's everyone's been busy. It's just getting people into the same room at the same time with a paintbrush.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And especially as you've been working, you know, and been on the road as well, you know, you can't...
It's been crazy.
Have your paintbrush at both ends, can you?
No, absolutely not.
That is basically how we run our lives, though, isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
Paintbrush at both ends and just see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. But once that's all set up, we'll start moving into the next stuff. As Dave alluded off mic earlier, we'll move into the Christmas singles and stuff soon, which will be fun.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, off air, you guys were just telling us about your merchandise and things.
So the vinyl, we just had the test pressing for the vinyl in the last couple of days.
Ooh.
And it's been played through and it all sounds great, which is
and
brilliant.
And you've got it with you there.
We have got it with us. Yeah. Ooh. It looks great. There's many big pictures of us and that's about it.
That is literally the only hard copy of the album we've got.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's in its cardboard case.
Yeah, it's still in its box.
But so that'll be done now that the test pressing's all good. I can go back to the providers and confirm it. And then we're designing t-shirts and things. We're finishing that kind of today, making sure the designs are great. And then so within the next sort of month or so, they'll all be ready to be ordered. The advantage of how we're doing the vinyl this time is it's all going to be drop shipped. So that means that anybody that cares to buy a vinyl can purchase it via an online link, and then it goes straight to them. So it's just easier for us. So it means that the fans up and down the country and stuff, we don't have to sort of post them individually. The service takes care of that for us.
And we haven't got room in the van for all
of it. I know.
No.
And the CDs and the T-shirts.
Baseball caps.
It should be great. I think it's just an easier way of meaning we also don't have to invest a load amount of money to then sell the vinyls and all that stuff. So, but
don't say that. We're minted.
Oh, yeah, it's changed.
We're not.
So when you have your gigs, will you still be selling merchandise or...?
Yeah, I think so. I think it kind of depends on, because a lot of the gigs we do normally are cover gigs, but if they are more local to us or if people show interest in the original material, if we're talking to them before we start, we'll always have some stuff in the van to sell.
We'll set up like a wallpaper table, like we're at a car boot.
Exactly, that's the one.
And then people can come out and meet us in the car park and buy products.
Products.
Oh dear. Right, moving on.
Yeah, please, swiftly.
So do you guys have like one or two favourite tracks from the album?
Yeah, they're really different as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are really different.
So the ones that I like are kind of the softer, quieter ones.
Well, yeah, kind of me too. I think I enjoy... Dancing for Me is my favourite.
Yeah.
I think the lyrics on that were just perfect. And then I remember when you finished writing that, you caught it kind of whimsically staring out my window. And as we sort of...
that's how I stare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whimsically. at the clouds passing by and the big KFC brand.
None of that happened. The KFC did, yeah.
But it was nice. I think we recorded that in about 5.5 hours and that came down really quickly because it was one of those moments where it just... Everything worked
really well. It's also seeing the reference track and Cam's particularly good. Be nice to you for a minute.
No, thanks.
Everyone can just disregard this. But Cam's particularly good at seeing where the influence comes from without me having to tell him. And with that one, it was quite clearly Lone Star and Amazed, and it was down that kind of route. And he just clocked it straight away and was just able to kind of piece that together with it. And that's been like that with most of the tracks. Not all, but most of the tracks.
Yeah. But that's my favourite one. I mean, I don't know about you.
Yeah, my favourite probably... I know we keep on saying it shouldn't be, but I still like... Sweet Wild at Heart.
Of course you do.
Oh, I like that
really
one too.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's a cracker of a guitar solo at the end if I have to say so myself.
Oh, was it? Who did that?
Not you.
No. I didn't do anything. But yeah, that's kind of my favourite. But it's that sort of open hearted love song kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. The lyrics, they almost like made me laugh a little bit first listen. But yeah, I really enjoyed that
one. It's totally about my wife.
Oh,
all of it. She makes me late all the time.
Yeah.
It's cold even in August. Yep, it's all about her.
But you love her, yeah.
Absolutely.
My mum's like that, always cold.
Yeah.
Always cold, always late.
Yeah.
That basically sums up my wife.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
She won't be listening, it's fine.
That's fine. She'll never know.
Yeah.
This is recorded, you know.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. That's fine then.
It will go on the website.
We edit that. Is there anyone that can edit?
No. Yeah, do you mind? Can we just cut that?
Also in the best possible taste, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Please.
So, Cameron, so I was wondering, how many bands do you reckon you've played in now? Must be a lot, right?
Oh, God.
Three this week.
Well, Well, at the moment, it's kind of three concurrently at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think it's got to be 15 in total, something like that, over the years. But this one's, it's been great because it's a good blend of going out, doing the cover gigs, getting back on the road, and then doing original material all at the same time.
And we eat a lot of McDonald's.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, we try not to, but you know.
Do we?
Yeah, well, I do.
Some of them, I don't.
Normally, it's just a milkshake and an espresso if you want a coffee milkshake.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good tip
as
well.
That's the secret.
Oh, nice.
Buy a large milkshake and a double espresso, sip a bit of the milkshake, and then just chuck the espresso in it. It's just a flavoured coffee.
Well, fabulous.
I know. But you see, you learn these things when you're on the road. Just like, I just need caffeine, but I don't want a hot drink.
I need caffeine and sugar at the same time. I know.
Yeah. So, it's quite a few, but this one's fun. And also, like, traditionally being the sort of R&B, neo-soul, funk player that I am, the country's been a really good challenge to push me out of my box of learning to play a different style.
But it comes from music that you listened to anyway.
Absolutely.
Lifelong Eagles and stuff like that.
Yeah, lifelong country fan. Lifelong country fan, but I've never had the opportunity to play it in front of an audience before, and it's been really fun.
Yeah.
And it's the same as you were saying, Dave, about writing all these songs but not having the environment to play them in.
Yeah, it's just the direction for it, I think. And I think that when you play in a function band, especially like we do, your influences are, there's so many different influences, you know, your Stevie Wonders and your Prince and people like that, of the music that you have to play. And I think all of those influences kind of came together in this country thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's not, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hence the sort of rock and roll vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if there's like a person listening who's just starting to get more into country music, what artists would you recommend them to listen to?
Well, you got the big ones. You got the Chris Stapleton, you got the Eagles.
Luke Combs at the moment is huge.
Vince Gill's a big one as well, if you like the sort of, classic country guys.
But my suggestion would be that. It would be go backwards.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good country music that's particularly popular at the moment. You Ella Langley and Luke Combs are huge at the minute.
Mm.
But go backwards. And obviously, sadly, Dolly is a great example of that.
Yeah.
You know, she wrote, 3,000 songs?
Something
and just had the most mega career. Go back, listen to all of that stuff. And then every single duet partner she's had, go down that route as well. It's a rabbit hole that will take you forever.
Yeah. It's funny how it's all a bit of a strange kind of musical jigsaw, where the further back you go and you realise the influences that these people made, and then they go on to create artists that then create more influence. It's a proper, like, lineage. You can actually, unlike the rock and roll stuff where Cream and Status Quo or whatever kind of exploded out of nowhere almost. Mm. Obviously the follow-on from Hendrix and stuff. Country music has got a real lineage that you can really trace back quite obviously.
Yeah.
And so it's quite fascinating to kind of see how far you can go and see who draws what from what. So.
Yeah. Okay, so should we give your track a spin now?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, do we have to listen to it?
Yeah. Do we have to, or can we take the headphones off?
No, positive. Yes, please.
Of course,
yes, please, Amy. Okay. Play the track.
So would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, this one's called Drink, Do You Think You Can Dance?
And thank you so much for coming in to visit us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.